Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome all of you, Darrow campus students, as well as the students that are online by the internet and by Roku. We're going to do something different today. No, not just for the sake of being different. The Bible says many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Amen. This is a school of the Spirit. Amen. And just for a minute or two, amen. You know, it doesn't make sense to even be in a class like this if you're not going to desire the fullness of what God has for you. Amen. So I told you at the beginning of the class that it is important that all of us seek to be filled with the Spirit. Amen. So, you know, if you're not filled with the Spirit, whether you're here on Darrow campus or whether you're online, you know, one thing about the move and the flow of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit can come up on you, no matter where you are. You know, you desire to be filled with the Spirit, all you have to do is ask Him. You know, the Bible says, you know, if I'm a father and my son or child would ask me for a gift, you know, I'm not going to give him something evil. You know, and I believe it's in Luke's gospel, Luke plainly says, if you ask him for the Holy Spirit, he gonna give you exactly what you ask for. Amen. Amen. But you can't ask for the Holy Spirit and say, hold them tongues.
Come on.
Okay. You can't ask for a lemon and say, hold the sour, or a pickle, or sugar and say, hold the sweet. So whether you here, Darrow campus, or you're online, tonight you could receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit. All you have to do is ask him. And for those of you who know how to pray in tongues, one of the reasons that Apostle Thompson is training us the way that he's training us is because praying in tongues is a way for us to develop intimacy with God.
Yes, sir.
See, it's a supernatural language. Nothing about the Spirit is natural. It's supernatural.
Amen.
Remember, he's the Holy Spirit. It is his assignment to escort us into the realm of the Spirit.
Amen.
Are you listening?
Yes,
see, we live in a natural world, but we're not of it.
Yes,
and in order for us to function above it, we got to function from our realm,
yes,
the realm where we came from.
Yes,
so just for a few minutes, Father, we're going to just pray in the Spirit. Amen. Ralabosham brakatomo sembre tamahia dambroko namasheko. Sanama rabaso rebo sita bo stone bo shara. Mengleko resta brasika namor rebo sa de brosita. Meleko rostoma shide mo harako rotobaha. May every student here on Darrow campus and may every student online by internet and by Roku, I pray that the Holy Spirit from heaven would come up on them. Those who may not be baptized are filled with the Holy Spirit. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you visit them as we pray in the Spirit. Ralabo she brande broko da baha, mengleko da brasala bashata, malako robosa reboshina maharabasata, ralabasha rebosata. In Jesus' name. All right, now stop. Hold it for a second. Now, it's one thing to pray in the Spirit, which is what most of us do. But what we should be doing and saying, now, Father, I pray in an unknown tongue, a language unknown to me. But in my communication, in intimacy, there's an exchange. I need to leave with some information. So I not only need to pray in the Spirit, I need to ask the Father to help me to interpret what I'm praying. So, Father, right now, for the students here in the online internet, Father, I pray for them that they would begin to seek you and ask you to interpret what they are praying.
Yes.
And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Now we receive that. Now come on, pray in the spirit for a minute. Re la ba sho roko no mo shite brasada bo rabasata shanama rebo so rabasito rele ba shana karabaso kurabasa. We dispel all fear. We dispel all doubt. We dispel all unbelief. Rebo shanama rabasata. Re la ba sham breko da ba shete. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Okay, you may be seated. Amen. Father, we thank you for our apostle tonight, for the royal family, for the reason that you established this school. We thank you for every student. We thank you for the precious Holy Spirit, who's the greatest teacher. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving us a heart to believe, ears to hear, and eyes to see what you, the Spirit, said to us, the church. Now, for the benefit of last week, you know, we had some technical difficulties, so I'm going to have to go back and cover some information last week for the benefit of the online students. Now, it's one thing you need to understand. I don't care who you are, how good a teacher you are. Listen to what I'm about to say. You can never do exactly the same thing you did last week. So look, scratch it. But there are some things that they may need to get a hold of, and we want to make sure they get it. Amen. Amen. Now, we had been talking about, you know, the prophetic flow. The prophetic flow is what? Flowing accurately, right? In the Holy Ghost, right? Flowing accurately in what? Huh? Flowing accurately in revelation knowledge. Hmm? Yes, that's what it means. That is the prophetic flow. Amen. And so we are that generation. All right. In 1 Corinthians chapter 12, we begin to talk about desiring spiritual gifts. Amen. The nine manifestations of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We said that no man speaking or no man up under the divine influence of the Holy Spirit can call Jesus accursed. And no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by what? The Holy Spirit. So whenever someone is functioning in the realm of the Spirit, especially up under the divine influence of the Holy Spirit, speaking in a language unknown to them, they're not going to cuss Jesus out.
That's right.
All right. In addition to that, no man can say that Jesus is Lord. It's not the casual, you know, a person, you know, y'all know we grab on the sayings real quick, right?
Yes, sir.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, sir.
We don't really mean it.
Right.
It's just a saying now.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm blessed.
Right.
Don't really mean it.
Yeah.
It's like I'm blessed.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? We shouldn't just gravitate to religious sayings just for the sake of saying them.
Right. Yes,
see? No man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When you have the revelation of who he is,
right,
and that he is Lord, it will cause you to function in a different manner, in a different way. Put it another way, you will function from the realm that he lives in.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So we talked about in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there are diversities of what? Gifts, but the same Spirit. Diversities meaning what? A variety, a distinction, differences. Huh? And gifts mean what? You have it in your notes. You can read. It's a divine gratuity. Y'all know what a gratuity is, huh? A gratuity means you're not obligated to do this, but I'm going to give this to you as a grace. And it's for service. So the gifts are a divine gratuity. They're also what? An endowment. See, the Holy Spirit, for lack of a better term, we talk about being anointed,
yes, sir, mm-hmm,
with the Holy Spirit, a rubbing upon, yes, a smearing upon. But here it's an endowment. It's an impartation.
Mm-hmm.
I'm imparting to you.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes,
so there are differences of gifts, mm-hmm, but it's the same Spirit. And then there are what? Diversities of administrations. Mm-hmm. What's an administration? Hmm? Yeah, come on, say it. It's what now?
The attendant of a servant
or
official of service.
The attendant of a servant
mm-hmm.
or what?
Or an official of service.
Or an official of service. It's a minister or it's a teacher. Now, in order for us to better understand administration, all right, right now, you know, we live in our government, we operate from what? A democracy, right? And we either have a Democrat or a Republican, right? Depending on who is the president at the time, right now, President Barack Obama, who was voted in as a Democrat. So that means we're up under what? The administration of Democrats. Y'all understand? So it says differences of administrations, but who? The same Lord, same Lord. Come on now. Come on. Gifts, spirit, administrations, Lord, right? And then there are diversities of operations, but it's the same God. Now, an operation is the inner working. Every man, every woman, every boy and every girl that ever came here, huh, has the inner working that came from God.
Yes, sir.
It's the one thing we should see. God, what you put me down here for?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
What I'm best at? And when you make that discovery, that inner operation, don't try to be somebody else.
Right.
Be who God made you.
Yes.
You listening?
Yes, sir.
So differences of gifts, the same spirit, differences of administrations, the same Lord, but diversities of operations, but the same God who works what? All in all. All right? Now, let us go a little further here. Because this class is talking about moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. We said that the prophecy gift is the gateway to all the others. What gift? The prophecy gift is a speaking gift, right? It's a speaking gift. So let me give you the definition of prophecy. You probably have it, right? Mm-hmm. You have it? Somebody tell me what it is. Yes, it's a direct utterance from the Lord. It's a supernatural utterance. Got that? It's a supernatural utterance, listen to me, in a known language. A supernatural utterance in a known language. It's important for us to understand this. The word prophesy means to what? To speak on behalf of another. Why am I rehearsing this? Because where we going? See, when you say, you know, a person is prophesying, they're actually saying I'm speaking on God's behalf. That's why as believers, we cannot take prophecy lightly.
Right.
Amen. But don't get too choked up. But all the time, yes, we want to be accurate, right? But you don't just get accurate starting off from the bat.
That's right.
And I know this make people upset. Make people upset. Be, oh, man, but no. You got to learn to miss it to make it.
Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Now, see, now somebody said, now, Pastor, that no, listen to what I'm saying. Uh-huh. We get so caught up with prophesying being accurate. Yes, the Bible say you prophesy in part and you know in part.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
But if we learn how to function and learn how to flow in prophecy, in prophesying, it's going to be the gateway to moving into all the others.
Right.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so to prophesy means to speak on the behalf of another. Mm-hmm. Y'all got it? In particular, it means to speak on God's behalf. Y'all got it? Now, I pointed this out, but it's important for us to understand because, as I said, the enemy tried to rob us from moving in the spirit through fear, mm-hmm.
through doubt,
yes,
through unbelief,
yes,
or making us feel like we have to be reach some spiritual plateau,
right,
in order to move in the gifts of the Spirit.
Yes,
but as I pointed out to you before, the Corinthian church, the Corinthian church was not that spiritual.
Right.
Shundai. All right. You say, well, how you know that? We went through the scriptures. Huh? We went through. I play this 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Hmm? Huh? Verse 1, read it. So you can understand. Now, watch this. This is Paul, the apostle who wrote to the church at Corinth. Watch what he say. And I, brethren, I could not speak unto you as unto spiritual. Y'all know what as unto spiritual means? It's talking about someone who's now matured.
Yeah.
I couldn't speak unto you like you're mature. I'll give you a good example of that. Oftentimes as parents, we make the mistake of trying to talk to our children like they're mature. All right, now, y'all, all right, here we go. Now, y'all know, see, children keep it real.
Right.
You fat.
Yeah.
Now, we gonna beat the child. That child ain't 28.
Right.
That child don't know nothing about tact.
Right.
That's right.
Courtesy.
Right.
Being so much respectful. Children come with truth and we make them out of liars. You just have to pull a child on the side and say, now, it's not appropriate to say that to someone. Well, I'm just being real with you. A child will look at you in a minute. You ugly. And then you trying to beat the child, but the child is just being a child. As we mature, we learn that we can't say everything. See, when you are maturing in spiritual things and growing in spiritual things, you learn not to say everything. You're not trying to be spiritual. Speaking in tongues is not to make you feel that spirit of superiority that exists. Pentecostals, Shata Halamasha, are no better than the Baptists.
All right.
And the Catholics. And the Methodists. And the Presbyterians.
Uh-huh.
Oh God. Now, no, Pastor, you done went too far. No, you went too far. Because when you think that God is causing you to be filled with the Spirit to exalt you above your brethren, you got the wrong spirit. That's why the fruit of the Spirit oftentimes operates at a higher level than people who are not filled with the Spirit, because people who are filled with the Spirit get into pride and ego.
Yes, sir.
And throw away the fruit.
My.
We want the show.
Wow.
Thank you. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
So we not only want to be desired to be filled with the Spirit, amen, so we can function in, I'm going to get to about you can prophesy without, you know, being filled. But the point I'm trying to make is in us seeking to be filled with the Spirit, it's not about us being better than others.
Yes, that's right.
But as Paul said, it's a more excellent way.
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? I'm just telling you, you're going to operate from another plane, another level. But remember, Paul also said knowledge puffs up.
Yeah.
But charity edifies.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
So the greatest motive for doing everything should be in love, so that we don't get puffed up. But if we are filled with the Spirit, because we operate and we let the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruit of the Spirit is love.
Yeah.
We let it be in full manifestation. Instead of repelling people for not speaking in tongues, we would draw them and make them want to speak in tongues.
Yeah.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, so we said the prophecy gift is the gateway to all of the others. But I said, you don't have to be filled with the Spirit to prophesy.
Amen.
It's important to understand that. So we have some Old Testament examples. Because if it happened in the Old Testament, I can't hear you.
Yes, sir.
If it happened in the Old Testament,
then we can't be lying, right? All right. So let's turn to 1 Samuel chapter number 10, verses 6 through 11. And the reason I teach this is because I want you to really go after this. Amen. All right. Now, I was in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Let's finish that. You turn to 1 Samuel 6, because I just want to say one or two more things. It say, I couldn't speak to you as unto spiritual, but as unto what?
Babe.
But as unto babes. Why? Read. He says, for you are yet carnal. Huh? Yeah. Y'all over there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what does it say? I done lost y'all.
All right, here we go.
I'm in 1 Corinthians chapter 3. Now let's read verses 1 and 2 together. What did it say?
And I, brethren, could not speak unto you.
I could not speak unto you.
As unto spiritual.
As unto spiritual.
But as unto carnal.
But as unto carnal.
Even as unto babes.
Even as unto babes in Christ.
I have fed you with milk.
I have fed you with milk.
And not with meat.
And not with meat.
For hitherto,
hold it. Hitherto is an old English word meaning up until now. Up until now, read.
Hitherto you were not able to bear it. Neither yet now are you able.
How that sound to you? Huh? Now read 1 Corinthians, I believe it was 1 and 7. 1 Corinthians 1 and 7. Watch what Paul says to the same church he wrote this about.
Right.
What did it say?
So that you come behind.
What's the verse above it say?
Even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
So that you come behind in what?
No gift.
You come behind in no gift. Are you listening? So that just go to show you these gifts are not for show. They for service. All right. Now, in 1 Samuel chapter number 10, this is to also show you. Now we're talking about flowing. The prophetic flow is a flow.
Yes, sir.
It's a what?
A flow.
That's why it's a river.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's why Jesus said, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Yes, sir.
Get out the well.
Come on now.
Get out the pond.
Yes, sir.
You don't catch a tuna in a canal. You got to go to the deep sea.
Yes, sir.
The Bible styles being filled with the Spirit as being out in the ocean, out in the deep, where the water never stopped flowing. All right.
Yes, sir.
See, that's why the Bible comes back and say, be being filled.
Yeah.
This is not a one time thing. That's why Apostle, again, emphasizes praying in the Spirit.
Yeah.
He said, I built my life on praying in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
God had me to establish this school so you can see when the Spirit come up on me. You can see when I transition into another man.
Yes, sir.
He say it's my inadequacies. It's my weaknesses. It's my infirmities. Yes. I'm like Paul. I've learned to accept that it's not me, but it's him.
Yes.
And every instructor and every MVB, every apostolic church connected to him must function in the same way. We're not operating from ourselves. We're operating from a grace and a connection that's upon him. Watch what I'm about to tell you. It makes it easier. Are you with me? So now you say, well, why did you say this? Because see, Saul, when he met the prophet Samuel, he was going to find his father's donkeys, asses, and he couldn't. But his little servant that was with him said, I know they got a prophet around here somewhere.
Yeah.
But you never appear before a prophet empty handed. I don't know why people have a problem with all this sowing in the apostle. Don't get mad with me. No, it's not an Old Testament principle.
Revelation supersedes covenants.
Yes. Right.
What did I say?
Revelation supersedes covenants.
Sowing into a prophet didn't start with the law.
Come on.
Abraham himself was a prophet.
Yeah.
God told Abimelech, he is a prophet of mine.
Yeah.
And God said, whosoever bless the prophet, I'm going to bless them.
Yes.
You understand that?
Yes,
well, could it be that God was showing you they didn't appear before Abraham empty-handed?
Right.
If they blessed him, God would turn around and bless them. Hello, somebody.
Yes,
so Samuel was the prophet in that day. And so Saul and his little servant, Saul said, well, we don't have no gift. We don't have no gift,
right.
Not payment. We don't have no gift.
Come on.
It's not he's not earning this for a living. We need to present him a gift.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Boy, y'all better hear what I'm about to say. The gift make the gift go into operation.
All right.
The level of the gift is the worth you put on the gift. That's why they didn't appear before the men of God under the old covenant. Should be the same way today. They didn't go before him empty handed,
right.
Because even God said, don't come before me empty handed. The Bible says, if you have aught with your brother, leave your gift at the altar, not your payment. So they got it together. The little man said, yeah, I got a shekel here for the prophet. They went to see the prophet. He went looking for donkeys and came back king.
Yeah.
Because the word of the Lord came to the prophet. See the gift.
Wow.
The gift turned on the gift.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me? He came to get one thing and left away with his whole destiny. All right. Now, it's important for you to understand that. Now, just because you can prophesy does not mean you're a prophet.
That's right.
But if you get in the presence of prophets, you will want to prophesy.
Yeah.
Because when you're around a company of people who are packing that mantle,
yeah.
It, for lack of better terms, it's like being if you go into a smoke filled room. I ain't no clubber, so I don't want y'all to get the wrong impression.
Yeah.
I was never the clubber, club type. Okay, I did venture out a little bit. But I do understand that in those days when I was sending my clothes to the cleaners, because you know you got to be clean.
Yeah.
You know, got to have your starched jeans with your starched shirt.
Yeah.
Y'all brothers act like you know what I'm talking about. I'm here online. Now. The problem is, though, when you went into the club and they smoked and you come out, you say to yourself, I sent my good clothes and I'm coming out. No. You understand what I'm saying? Is if you go into the room where the aroma is, you coming out with it on you. Well, if you get amongst a company of prophets, that aroma that's upon them will come upon you. Okay. So in 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse number 6, read the Bible.
And the Spirit of the Lord
will come upon thee, and thou shalt prophesy with him, and shall be turned into another man.
Why we won't put that in verse 6? What the first verse say, man? Y'all, they robbing me on that one.
Then Samuel took a vial of oil
and poured it upon his head. And kissed him.
And said,
it is not because the Lord had anointed thee. To be captain over his inheritance. When thou art departed from me today. Then thou shalt find two men by righteous
Sepulchre. Huh? Yeah, Sepulchre. It's okay. I understand. Okay. And even if you don't know the word, it's in the Bible. Okay. What did it say now?
In the border of Benjamin. At Zelzah.
In the border of Benjamin at Zelzah. Read.
And they will say unto thee.
And they will say unto you.
The asses which thou wentest to seek are found.
The asses which you went to seek, they are found. He not only got his destiny, he found he got the donkeys too. Okay, read.
And lo. Thy father had left the care of the asses.
The father had left the care of the asses.
And sorrow for you. Saying, what shall I do for my son?
Read.
Then shall thou go on forward from thence.
You shall go on forward from there.
And thou shalt come to the plain of Tabor. And there shall meet thee three men going up to God.
To Bethel.
One carrying three kids. Another carrying three loaves of bread. And another carrying a bottle of wine. And they will salute you. And give you two loaves of bread. Which thou shalt receive of their hand.
And after that, you shall come to the hill of God.
Where is the garrison of the Philistines? And it shall come to pass. When you come near to the city. That thou shalt meet a company of prophets.
Oh, now you gonna meet a what?
Company of prophets.
I'm sorry to take the scenic route, but you know, sometimes you just jump in places and people just don't know where they at. You shall meet a company of prophets. Read.
Coming down from the high place with a psaltery.
And
a tabret.
And a pipe.
And a harp. Before them. And they shall prophesy.
Now, you have to understand. Prophets prophesy.
Mm-hmm.
It's an inner operation. It comes with that mantle.
Yes, sir.
See, what differentiates the prophet from folks who just prophesy? See, prophets can come with judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Prophets in prophesying. See, a lot of time we always think prophecy always got to do with predicting the future and all of that. That is not what the Bible ain't say nothing about prophecy predicting the future. The Bible say prophecy is for exhortation.
Yes, sir.
Edification and comfort. All right. But in the ministry of the prophet, he can tell you things to come.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Because that's what God put him here for. God don't want you to run into something. God wants you to know stuff ahead of time.
Yes, sir.
That's why we could always be ahead of the bunch, because God always sends his prophets ahead.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's why they're called seers.
Yes, sir.
They can see where you can't see.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, Saul goes into this company of prophets. Read what it say.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon thee.
And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you.
And thou shalt prophesy with them.
Oh, and thou shalt do what?
Prophesy with them.
So when you're with a company of prophets, the same spirit that's upon the prophets can get upon you and cause you to prophesy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it shows the link between the Spirit of God coming up on you and prophecy. That's old covenant, which means it can also happen in the new covenant. But remember, we have a better covenant based upon better promises. Under the old covenant, the Spirit of God would come upon. We have the indwelling. Are you with me? That's a greater dimension. Not only do we have the indwelling presence, but we also have the ability to have him indwelling and him to come upon. It gets no better than that. Are you with me now? So as Saul was in that company, what happened to him? He turned into the man prophesied. What verse are we in? Keep reading.
And shall be turned into another man.
And let it be.
When these signs are come unto you. That thou do as occasion serve thee. God is with thee.
For God is what?
With thee.
God is with thee. All right. Then we have, I won't go into that reference, but God took of the spirit that was upon Moses.
Yes, sir.
Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
God took of the spirit that was upon Moses and put it up on the 70 elders.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Now, the spirit that was upon Moses was God's spirit.
Yeah.
It must be reiterated in these classes. God does everything by his spirit.
Yes, sir.
Whenever God wants to do something, he does it by his spirit, because we're talking about activity in the spirit realm.
Yes.
Functioning in a spirit world, and there's no functioning in the spirit world without having access to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He's our escort.
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
Oh, goodness, time gets away. All right, so y'all understand that. All right, that you don't have to be filled with the Spirit in order to what? Now, what I am going to do for the students online and for all of you, I'm going to have all of the definitions of the 9 manifestations of the Spirit sent to you by email. So you make sure you have your email address available so you can get this information. And if you don't read it, it may show up on a test. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, get over there with the few minutes we have left. 1 Corinthians 14 and 1, because we're talking about moving in this prophecy gift. All right? Come on.
Follow
after love.
And desire spiritual gift.
Notice it say desire what?
Spiritual
gift. It didn't say desire a gift.
Right.
Desire spiritual gifts. Now, the reason why we should desire spiritual gifts is because I don't believe the Bible teach us. You know, I don't know. Maybe that's been your understanding, too, that you only go for one.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all felt that?
Amen.
You only go for one. You only can get one.
Yes,
if you can get that one.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yes.
I mean, there's no way I can have more than one.
Yep.
But remember, there are gifts, there are administrations, and there are operations.
Yes.
They all work by the Spirit.
Yes,
are you listening?
Yes,
the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit have always worked as one.
Yes. Yes.
All right? So now watch this. What verses say it? 1 Corinthians 12 and 7? Dividing to every man severally as he will.
Yes,
what? Huh?
Yes,
huh? What does it say? 1 Corinthians 12, 7.
But the manifestation of the Spirit.
All right. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Now, is it 12 and 11?
Yes.
12 and 11. What does 12 and 11 say?
But all these work.
But all of these manifestations work by that.
That one and the self same.
That one and that self same Spirit.
Dividing to every man.
Dividing to every man.
Severally as he will.
Severally as he will. Severally as he will. You want to know why? Because they don't operate by themselves. They operate as gifts, administrations, and operations. And the one gift, prophecy, drives them all. Severally means more than one, more than two, and more than three.
Yes,
so,
sir.
All right. So God ain't dumb. So God say desire spiritual gifts.
Yes.
Because you're going to need this package functioning together.
Yes, sir.
You don't only need the gift. You got to have the administration and the operation functioning together as one. And time has run out.
Uh-huh.